is URN The Pulse.
And up for you now, we have another story with Harkiran.
So basically, this story rolls around the fact that migrants have been ordered to adopt liberal values and culture, or so-called the ordered to adopt liberal values and culture. And it revolves around how segregated society in Britain is supposedly, and it's not just a fact of rise in terrorism, there's other sorts of crimes or like values that are being like not met or like upheld, like any honour crimes or killings, any sort of perceived abuse in families by parents or siblings, and things like early marriages and everything like that. And it's really, I find this issue slightly, not just sensitive, but I think it's insensitive. Like, I think it's like, it's very like, we have a culture here, either adopt it or get out. And it's a bit like, that's not very accurate now, is it? Because there's a thing in Denmark where you, to come into the country, you have to pass a certain language test. And for a transcontinental spouse, you have to be the minimum age of 24 and things like that. And it's just like, will that kind of be brought into the UK? Questions about that. And there's a thing that was on the BBC article that was quoted of saying, should there be an oath of integration with British values and society before a person is to enter this country? And it's almost like, well, then are you quantifying and defining what British values are? And is not part of the British value to also embrace some sort of multiculturalism?
Well, that was my thought when I read the article.
Yeah.
But
I mean, I just, what are British values?
That's another thing. How do you define values?
I don't think there are any. I think what we have in this country are class interests, and mine aren't shared with the people who wrote this report. Like, the thing is, I'm being told to integrate into something that I don't know what it is. I mean, what is left anymore?
It's just like,
the pits are gone. The NHS is gone. Everything.
Oh, gosh. Here we go.
Okay, no, that's not the...
Into the never-ending hole.
I feel like that's a whole can of worms.
But the thing is, those things were what societies were built around. They were built around shared ideas of jobs. And in areas like here, in Nottingham, there were 27 pits. There are hundreds of industrial factories. Up the road where my grandparents live in Long Eaton, there are tens of factories on one road alone, which is the road my grandparents live on. And those factories built communities around them. There were people who took care of one another, who supported one another. Those were the values. And you know when people talk about going down the street and waving at people and knowing everyone they meet? That's why. But then we destroyed that. Because we got rid of Boots, we got rid of Raleigh, we got rid of all of the industry in the area. And that wasn't Muslims doing that. That wasn't foreigners coming over here doing that. That was our government. Margaret Thatcher said in the 80s, there's no such thing as society. And that's true now. There isn't. What are we integrating into?
I know that, like, there are certain values that you think are very stereotypically British or things like that. And you have, like, these kind of images of what British people are. And I think every country kind of has a different image of what a British person is. And I find it really, really odd. But I think it's difficult to quantify or define what British values are. And every country does kind of have their own kind of culture that I think they bring. I mean, like, I think Brits are stereotypically very pompous, or like very like,
That's a British value. Being pompous.
Pompous is a British value. And things like that. But the thing is that,
how would you test pomposity at like an immigration interview? Let's change the topic. Let's do this. Let's do it like half.
What you do is you go in, so they're sitting in immigration at the airport, and then you go in and you give them some really badly made tea, and if they don't drink it and then just go then you're like, I'm really sorry, you failed the test already.
If they politely say, oh no, it was fine, thank you very much. Like, politeness.
But it's got to be really passive aggressive.
Yeah, passive aggressive politeness.
It was okay.
Yeah, but then again, like, but I come from India. Tea is different.
But if we want our British values for Earl Grey tea.
If you walk in and they mispronounce the name, and you to be a British person, you have to just politely accept it. Like, just sort of like, I hate this. They pronounced it tome, but at the same time.
From the actual issue, which is more like, I feel like it's, yes, there are certain things where you say, okay, you shouldn't be letting people get married at a certain age. You shouldn't be letting certain misconducts happen. But then there's other things where my culture means something to me. And I'm bringing that to this country. I'm not saying that I won't integrate here. For example, my grandfather came to this country, had nothing, couldn't speak English, but worked for British Airways for God knows how long, worked his arse off, got an amazing house for his family, was never on benefits, just kind of worked and worked and worked until he got his family where he wanted them to be. And he couldn't speak English and he didn't culturally appropriate necessarily, but I don't see anything wrong with that if you are contributing to the economy.
Oh, I don't.
And if you, and just because there are areas where you have more people of a certain culture, and if we are able to immigrate into this country, work here, maybe create a bit of a community which isn't British necessarily, but it doesn't mean that we're rejecting anything that is British at the same time, I don't see the problem with that.
But I think that's the issue, though. It's like, it's not, oh, not enforcing it on other people, but letting somebody appreciate it as such.
I think the headline was what got me, because it was
ordered to adopt
liberal values. Like, how can you that order someone to be liberal?
And who's to say that the values that people who come here, that are values who people who come here, aren't liberal? Hmm. And like, there's different definitions of what liberal is.
Yeah.
I mean, like,
but to go,
being able to marry someone of a different culture or religion or background might be seen to liberal as one person. Or whereas liberal to another person might be able to be like, marry whoever you like, marry a man, marry a woman, marry him, no matter what their background is. But there's different definitions of what liberal is from whatever culture you are. And if you're comfortable, if there's no child being harmed, if there's no person being made to feel uncomfortable at any stage, then I don't see why it's an issue.
But to go back to your point about sort of cultures, and you sort about British, like, you're from India, or your family are from India.
Yeah, my family from
India. Well, the thing is, like, we don't just adopt other cultures. We sort of take them and weirdly do our own spin. Like,
colonized India. Like, yeah, you can't, yeah, like,
no,
like,
no, no, no. I'm totally on your side here. Like, but my point is sort of like, if I walk into India tomorrow and order a chicken tikka masala, they are going to have no idea what I'm talking about. It's not an Indian dish traditionally, is it?
It's just like,
or having, this was my favorite, I went to a Chinese the other weekend with my family and they ordered chips, half rice. What on earth is that? Like, then again, my stepdad is from Singapore and he just described a Singaporean restaurant we went to in the UK as baffling. So I get the feeling I don't get why we all have to be more similar. It doesn't make sense.
Okay. Right, this is not what the... I feel like there is some part of not reading the news story properly and then reading the headline and going, oh, this headline is terrible because the way I've read this... What it's largely about, so it's really focused on women, and when they say these
is
liberal...
Is this the BBC one?
Well, no, the report is focused on
women. Are we talking
about
the Casey report?
The one with Dame Louise... What's her face? Louise Casey.
That was a different... There was two articles I read. Yeah. This was one of them. This is the other one had something slightly different.
Is it talking about a different report?
Yeah, so the one that I read was mainly based on the fact that people need to, like, adopt the culture more. And these are... it's not just terrorism that's, like, an issue. It's these other issues. And there was a group who were asked to put up posters in their school about how you can get help should there be certain issues at home, and schools refuse to put it up as a result of it maybe offending parents. This article is slightly different and does revolve more around issues and women and cultural appropriation.
Yeah. So when they're saying, so these liberal values that they're talking about, these are, and she uses the phrase emancipation of secure women's emancipation in communities where they're being held back by regressive cultural practices. Now, if that is things like, a minimum age. Do you say a minimum age of 24 to get married?
For transcontinental spouse to be allowed into Denmark,
okay,
you have to be 10.
So what that seems to be is, it seems to be taking too far a measure of trying to prevent child brides.
Yes.
What, 24? I don't know where that number's come from, but I certainly... then again, I mean, the law here says that you can't have a child bride. And so if you come here and then you try and marry a child, you're still
breaking
the law. Still breaking the law whether or not you've taken a test. I certainly see where it's coming from but it's trying, I suppose the test would be to try and see if you understand that that's not acceptable in this country. I mean, you could have a test about just testing whether or not you know what the law is, and then if there are certain things that are illegal in the UK but not in your country at home, then you should just learn what they are and not break them, I suppose.
Yeah, no, I think that's the issue. I think that people don't agree with certain parts of law. They don't agree with certain parts of law. They shouldn't be here. And I think culture shouldn't come into that is more my issue.
That's fair. Yeah, like, I see what you mean.
Like, law is one thing. Any person who comes to the country should abide by the law. Their culture, should it differ to what we cannot define as British values? Because none of us seem to really have a clear definition or understanding of that.
Colonisation.
Yeah.
The mind.
Is URN.
Tom said that he could summarise Harry Potter within 90... Originally it was 90 minutes we were talking about. Then we said you could do it in 90 seconds.
So this is our final
Tom
story.
Tom proclaimed he could this do it in 90 seconds.
He did.
I will say I've had like 20 minutes to write this. So
okay, so pressure's on. So this is now Tom with your 90-second summary of Harry Potter. I'm dead curious.
Welcome to... On campus.
And online.
This is URN. The Pulse.
Welcome to Hogwarts School of Mystery and Magic. Harry fights evil, befriends some people, and it gets increasingly tragic. The school's unsafe, the teachers suck, so children save the day. The ending leaves you confused and bemused, and did you know that Dumbledore's gay? The housing system is pointless, reductive, and Hufflepuff sounds like hell. Also, one is just for evil kids, which sounds like kind of a tough sell. His uncle's a wolf, his saviour's a snake, and his godfather's Sirius Black. But none of them are there when he's taken to care, and that is just kind of whack. The villain's a noseless wonder, and not checking for a pulse was a bit of a blunder. But it all comes down to Dumbledore. He's all orchestrating one long trick. Child soldiers he uses, his students he abuses, and he's just kind of a pretty awful person. In the end, Voldy dies and the good lot wins, and everyone loves it because Stephen Fry's voice hides all the sins.
This is URN.